For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. CNN has obtained a recording seized by the FBI of President Trump talking with former lawyer Michael Cohen about a payment to a Playboy model who claims she had an affair with the billionaire.
When it comes time for the financing, which will be...
Listen, what financing?
We'll have to pay you. So.
No.
Cohen's attorney, Lanny Davis, says the tape shows his client did not suggest using cash.
There's no way that Mr. Giuliani, who knows from being U.S. attorney, the only people who use cash are drug dealers and mobsters. Cash is not what you do. And it was Michael Cohen who said no. And Donald Trump, despite what Rudy Giuliani said publicly, the tape contradicts Mr. Giuliani, and the word cash is heard by everyone.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
President Trump wants to help farmers hurt by trade wars. The Trump administration is looking to allocate $12 billion to aid farmers who've been affected by the tariff fights, moves by the president that go against his party's past positions regarding free trade. In Kansas City, a center point for the nation's breadbasket and livestock industries, the president uses a speech to the VFW to send a message to farmers.
Just stick with us. Don't believe the crap you see from these people, the fake news.
The president tweeted, "Tariffs are great." Tennessee Republican Senator Bob Corker says, nope, not in his opinion. Smoke from the huge Ferguson fire near Yosemite has caused officials to close the park. Park Ranger Scott Gedeman.
This is a full suppression fire, meaning the team is working diligently on putting it out. But as we get into this fire and there's steep terrain that are making the firefighting challenging.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Some former Obama intelligence officers that are critical of President Trump may lose their security clearance. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
President Trump's efforts to pull security clearances from several former intelligence chiefs, critical of his handling of his meeting with Russia's president, has the support of Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky.
Anyone who's calling basically the president treasonous, which would require the death penalty, is someone that is over the top and not showing the proper judgment to still have access to classified information.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The deadline has arrived to reunite all migrant families separated at the border under the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy. The federal judge who imposed the deadline held another status of parent-child reunifications conference call on Tuesday. Since issuing a preliminary injunction halting family separations at the border on June 26, Federal Judge Dana Sabra has required that the government provide regular progress updates to the American Civil Liberties Union lawyers that represent separated parents and children. The judge heard that 1,600 parents are eligible for reunification and that 1,100 parents had already been reunified. The judge said some of the information is unpleasant and resulted from a policy of family separation with no reunification or keeping track of parents and their children. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.